America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey. Yeah.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
The 1000th episode is going to be special. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's 1 week from tomorrow. It's not like a normal live show where you just show up here at the Odyssey Studios. You have to contact me. I've closed the list for now, so I just have to. There's food things we have to figure out. There are some people who are bringing someone, some people who aren't. Like, I want to make sure we have all of that in line first. But remember, even if you can't make the 1000th episode, we've got a live show at Sky River Casino.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That show is going to be special.
Yeah,
it's the start of the NFL season. We've already got things in the works for that September night show that we're confident you will enjoy.
It's going to be a good time.
We're really confident you're going to want to be there in person for this.
It's going to be a good time for all my Niner fans out there. Monday Night Football.
Yes,
Niners
sir.
This game will take place, I guess, about an hour after the show's over. So it's going to be, we're going to be getting geared up for that game, man. And it's going to be a good time, man. It's going to be a good show, good time. Plus, we'll recap, like, week one of the NFL.
That's right.
Like,
yeah.
We'll have that to talk about as well. So.
And hopefully vibes are better by then because they're ass right now.
Goodness.
They are not good right
what
now.
So what do you think happens with Brandon Ayuk with the information today? Does the information today, is it anything different?
Like, it's packaged actuality? Differently.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of what happens at different points in – like, I mean, how long ago did, you know, Shams kind of like hint, I don't think Utah is trading Lauri Markkanen. Then like a few weeks later, it's, he positions it completely differently. Like Lauri Markkanen's going to, you know, they may be looking to sign a contract extension. It's all the same stuff. It's just packaged differently, leading to, you know, what the end game of the story is when it finally gets there. In that case, Lauri Markkanen signs with the Utah Jazz. I think this is just taking the information available, or maybe it's being given to different people and it's just presented differently. I have thought from day one that Brandon Ayuk is going to remain a San Francisco 49er. Mm. I'm going to stick with that until he's not. Mm. If it's difficult to decipher what exactly is happening with these different reports that are like they match up a little bit, they conflict a little bit. If the choice is really the trade in the Steelers, it's there for you if you want it, or a deal with us, it's here for you if you want it, why isn't it done? Mm. Like what's Brandon's, like, hold it, because it sounds like it's Brandon Ayuk's decision. Mm-hmm. If that's the case, to me, it's because he doesn't want to leave. Mm. He's dealing with, of course, this is all speculation. He's dealing with the idea of, wait, do I really want to leave? Mm-hmm. Do I really want to go there for maybe the same amount of money? Do I really want to go there and blow all this up for $2 million more dollars? Mm-hmm. And we can talk about average annual value all we want to. That has become the most overused term in the NFL over the course of the last 3 years. None of that matters. No Tyreek Hill's contract. Average annual value means nothing because it's not real. The only thing that matters is the dollar figure next to the guarantee. How much money are the San Francisco 49ers guaranteeing you will make? How much money are the Pittsburgh Steelers guaranteeing you'll make? And is the difference, if there is a difference, worth leaving where you've been your entire career?
I think this is more on the 49ers than it is on Brandon Ayuk. I think it's just a matter of what the 49ers want to do at this point. Because Rappaport tweeted pretty much the same thing as Josina Anderson. It's up to like San Francisco to give the final sign-off. Like, if they say the deal with Pittsburgh is done, like, he's going to Pittsburgh then. Like, he's already agreed to that.
But that's what I was saying, though, Jesse. It's really on Ayuk. Because they're saying they've got a contract for him. If Ayuk...
Yeah, he said yes. Like, the way I'm reading this Rappaport thing, like, that's all done. It's the matter of the Niners need to agree to it now.
So Ayuk said yes to the
Steelers and the 49ers. This is Ian Rappaport's tweet. The Steelers and the 49ers have a deal on a potential trade, and Pitt is in a good place on an Ayuk contract. Sources say if SF gives the final sign off, it's done.
Well, no. So I'm on the. So I've seen that from Rappaport,
and then Josina Anderson was basically saying the same thing. If like the Niners agree to terms on the deal, then it's it.
But
then it's done.
But the outlier thing is the 49ers have an offer on the table for Ayuk. The way I've seen it the whole time is, if you want to go to Pittsburgh and you're good with what they want to do, then we'll sign off on the trade. We have a contract offer here for you.
But that's the deal he doesn't want, though. That's the deal. That's the deal. Like, right, like you're not paying him.
Then say I don't want it, and we'll press send on the trade.
The way I read it though is that the Niners are holding out hope. Like it's, I feel like Ayuk has already made up his mind. It's the Niners who still think they have a chance at this or something. That's how I see it. Like this is done to me.
I'm reading it as. Because they can never, for the most part, they can never get all parties to agree, right? Like, the other team, money-wise, the other team compensation-wise, a place where Brandon Ayuk will say yes, all this other stuff. It feels like the 49ers are saying, we have everything that you would need to go. If you want to go, say you want to go, and we'll press send on the trade. If you want this contract that we have in front of you, then say that too. And if like that's where I'm getting at. Like I agree with you. It's on IU. Say that you want to go. I will send you. Everything's ready. Just say you want to go. And if you don't really want to go, sign the contract.
Josina tweeted earlier too that like about like San Francisco like delaying or whatever. There's lingering curiosity on whether San Francisco is still reviewing its options and its leverage. And then she got a quote. It's a waiting game. I think the Niners are the ones holding this up.
Yeah, if that's true, John, Kyle, what's the other brother's name?
Parod.
Yeah, stop it. Get that. Like, if that's really the case, if the 49ers don't, if Brandon Ayuk said he wants to go to Pittsburgh, you have this deal. Get it over with. You have a Trent Williams situation that you need to deal with. I'm of the belief that situation is dealt with, but they probably need to have exact figures or something along those lines. I don't think there's a great concern about Trent Williams' status with the San Francisco 49ers, but even in that, you're approaching the second of three preseason games. The NFL season is less than a month away. Real games. You have one objective. One, I know every team says, yeah, we're going to go compete for a Super Bowl. That's cute. One team in the San Francisco 49ers, they've got nothing else. They have to get to the Super Bowl, and they have to win to the Super Bowl. The only other team that could probably say that is the Kansas City Chiefs. Because once you win, that's all you can do after that. Minnesota, hey, Sam Darnold, our starting quarterback now after J.J. McCarthy. Hey, we took some steps with this group. Now, that's cute. You can take steps with your group. The 49ers have no steps to take. It is a Super Bowl or nothing else. I thought this was the case yesterday. It is really the case next Monday. This is becoming a distraction. This is becoming problematic. You need to get this dealt with. And if what Jesse just relayed to us is accurate, bro, rip the Band-Aid off and get this over with. There's no extra leverage. There's no added, we can hold it. No. If Brandon Ayuk wants to leave, like let bro go.
I agree with that.
They took an L on this, and I think that's the thing. They need to accept that you took the L on this.
Yeah, and I want to be clear. I'm saying let him go if there is a trade that you like.
Right.
Like, if Pittsburgh has presented something that they like that you're okay with, bro, get this over with.
See, I think we're getting draft picks back for him, though. Like, you're not getting a receiver or anything like that.
That would be a fail.
Yeah.
You got to get a player.
Yeah, right getting. Getting someone who's not playing is a that's a you lost
because somebody brought up a good point yesterday I was listening to, I forgot who I was listening to, but you could, if he played and he wanted to go with it, you could franchise him next year and or in this offseason and get a second rounder for him for then.
That's right.
So and like
that's the cost of trading a right. franchise guy, right?
Yeah. So if a team is willing to give up a second rounder or something right now and not a player, I tell them, well, just wait till next offseason. You do the same thing.
Mm.
If you're not going to give me a player.
Yeah.
It sounds like that's not happening, though. It sounds like it's either, like, Ayuk's going to take the contract that he doesn't want or he's getting traded. Well, like, that's how it's being reported. I don't think, like, the Niners can wait. I don't think that's what's going to happen. They're not going to wait, I don't think. Like, I'm telling you, they're going to take the L on this, I believe.
The only L would be trading him.
For draft picks.
Yeah, that's the L. Him not playing, him not suiting out or holding out all the way through, that's something that doesn't really matter. And then the other thing about it, I know we love Mike Tomlin. He's great. Mm-hmm. I don't love them quarterbacks. Like Ayuk, you're not going to a better situation.
Josh Absolutely Gordon put not. Up 1,600 yards with like Jason Campbell and guys. If you're good, then you'll get the ball.
Who did Josh Gordon?
Yeah.
He ain't doing nothing. Like you're going to have all these stats, you're going to have your money. I guess if that's all that matters, that's cool. But you ain't doing nothing. You're going to be I would advise him. Like, if anything, I probably would have been a little bit more comfortable going to Cleveland. I think Cleveland a little better than Pittsburgh.
I would take Pittsburgh with Ayuk over Cleveland. Pittsburgh's got a really good defense. I mean, flipping it over, like the Niners, like you have Kittle and Debo there, but like I said, that receiver room's looking kind of shaky if you lose Ayuk. Yeah. Like you're going to need another receiver. You need someone to step up.
Definitely going to need somebody to step up. I don't know. Robbie Chosen might be the one. I don't know.
He had a touchdown over Pat Surtain Jr. last year.
Let's get Zabo in here. 916-909-1320. What's happening, Zay?
D-Lo, happy birthday, brother.
Thank you, my man.
Happy birthday, Leo season. Got to represent.
Light-skinned Leos. We strong out here. Nah, light-skinned Leos out here strong.
You're taking down. That's right. Just want to thank all three of y'all. Y'all have made, ever since I started listening to the show, y'all have made my life so much funner. And just, you know, every day I make a clip, it's just so much fun to, you know, let my creative juices flow. And making videos for y'all is some of the funnest things I've done these past few years. So appreciate all three of y'all.
Man, thank you, man.
This has to stop.
Hey, people got love, man. They got love.
We need to stop this. Zay, I love you. Zay is going to be a very big part of the 1,000th episode as all our. I don't know what happened. We'll be here for 1,001. Like the tribal chief brought alcohol in here. We're good. I don't know when this turned into like
it's a
eulogy. What is?
Well, just dude. I feel like Sac Media was not this.
Oh, you know, we changed
like
the game.
It wasn't this.
Oh, we changed the game, man. No doubt about that.
We definitely did our thing.
We did it without.
We did our thing, man. You know what I'm saying? So it's, I don't know what anybody else does, man, but we did our thing, set the bar, and yeah, man. We're in the crowd. It is what it is. It is what it is. LeBron here. Little kid come up to me. Stop. That's what I'm doing.
Kyron's asking, is episode 1,000 actually the funeral for D'Lo and Casey? It's Mr. McMahon getting blown up in the limo. That's what the 1,000th episode is. We're going to walk out the door at the end of the episode, and then like we're going to have, like on the limo's going to blow up on the screen.
D'Lo going to get in the car.
Look around.
Back up.
Slam the door. And
we'll get in the black in the brown truck.
We'll never pay it off either.
No, I'll just return 2 weeks later. Well, that's not okay. That was a. I had a. Okay. Jason would like this.
Mm.
I don't want to get. It's a rabbit hole that gets really dark because we know what happened.
Yeah.
I asked a friend of ours. I don't think I asked. Well, no, I did ask him. Is Eddie Guerrero. Like, if Eddie Guerrero was alive, mm-hmm. I think that's one of the greatest what-ifs in the history of wrestling. Because so much would be different. And there's a good chance the individual that we just alluded to wouldn't have done what he did.
Mm. Eddie passed before that?
Yeah, Eddie was a big triggering point to why that happened. That was his best friend.
Yeah.
Like they were, but I think Eddie would have been like Shawn Michaels. Like Eddie, the wrestler, was phenomenal. He was incredible.
I was just about to ask you, did Eddie, if he's here today and had a full career, does he have top five potential?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. He had one of the, his character was so good because he could pretty much do anything. He was funny. He could be mean. Like when he started the stuff with China, the original stuff with China, the Latino Heat stuff. And then as like that, he evolves and he, you know, the stuff he did with Batista right before he passed away. Like you watch highlights and he hits the ground with a chair and then throws the chair at his opponent and then lays classics. On the ground and the referee sees it. Like
those are classics.
He and everyone loved him. And it's rare that with black superstars and Mexican superstars that they have like a universal love. Eddie had like universal love. And I think he, if he lives, because I think he died at like 38 or 39. He's top five. And then there's like this, there's probably a domino effect of like other things. Obviously the most dark being the situation with Chris Benoit. Of course, that's impossible to tell, but right. Still.
Who do you think would go out of the top five?
Who's in it now?
Roman.
Sean.
Sean. Hulk.
Yeah, that's right.
Austin. Cena.
That's,
wow. Feels like.
Roman.
Ooh.
Roman's not there yet. He's not there. He's on the way. Ooh. He's on the way. He's stacking up accolades. He's on the way. He's not there yet.
Hold on. It's Roman, Sean.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas. This is sports the way it should be.
Cena, Hulk, Austin. Not in that order, obviously.
Yeah. It feels like Austin and Hulk are locked.
Austin and Hulk, you can't move. Yeah. Roman could be the one who doesn't make it.
Is Cena locked in?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Cena's locked in.
I feel if Cena's locked in, Roman's got to be locked in.
Not yet.
He's got an heir. That's a good line.
Well, Roman was getting booed and everyone hated him before this little bloodline thing. Like
he put the company.
But the bloodline was 4 years. That was as long as Austin's entire run.
But that's like Austin is like, that's different. That's like change the wrestling leg. No, put it on his back. Like that's not what this is.
It did.
He's got an heir though. Roman has an heir.
But don't ever like make. Number one is always going to be the red and yellow, no matter whether we like it or not.
Well, look.
Thanks, David Jackson.
I appreciate it, David. I hate to say this because he might be my favorite, but the one person in that group that don't have an era is Sean.
Yeah, but Sean is the best in-ring performer.
He's the best.
Period.
He's pound for pound
no
the best.
Yeah, there's no one better than
him. He's the best. I get it.
And on the mic, him and Austin are very different, but they're one and two, and it doesn't matter which one's one, which one's two. Jason Jones will love this conversation, but we got a whole host of other things to talk to him about. He joins us next here on ESPN 1320. That's like driving Roseville to Folsom. Just you driving on the street, buddy.
There ain't no
good thing our wonderful company always plans events in Folsom.
Oh, someone made a good joke
at
earlier.
Five. Oh, cool. See you guys in 4 hours.
Someone made a solid joke earlier. They said that they planned their birthday party here. They would have started it at 12.
That's a shoot.
Let's celebrate.
I think that was Johnny
Let's
G.
Let's celebrate D-Lo at noon.
It was fun. It was funny as I walked in. Kimberly, she's very sweet. She's been wonderful all day. Tried to get people to sing happy birthday, but no one's here. So it was her, and she looked around and just stopped.
Oh, man. We keep on saying it, man, but if they want to make some extra money around here, start a TV show, man.
Give it to us since there's no one else here to take it.
This place will work with a TV show, man. If they listening, start a TV show.
We can't even get them to take seriously the streaming channel that we created. I don't know how we're going to get them to take, like, you know, if we just followed you guys around with a camera, we'd be rich. Like, no one would believe the things that happen here are real. Like, this is not scripted television.
We'd have a new cast, because there's always, like, just new people working here all the time.
No, we really are like The Office, but it's really real.
But, yeah, it's
not
real.
Even a comedy. It's just real life. Oh, man.
We would have did numbers on the field day episode.
Oh, if we had just a camera on poor Justin Case and Katie... Yeah.
I was talking to him about that earlier. He said it popped Justin's hand back in place or whatever. If you come to me with your broken hand, bro, go somewhere else with that.
I don't even like hearing about injuries. I was talking to my cousin Ace earlier today, and he tore his bicep. And then like, we kind of broke it down. And like,
ooh.
That's basically the Achilles of the arm.
Yeah, it flattened, right? Like,
yeah, he said it rolled up.
Yeah, and he can't, like, It's like the old Popeye thing,
yeah,
where he can't flex anymore because it just is the arm completely.
Oh, yeah, and I was like, bro,
completely drops.
Enough, man. We don't need to have this conversation. He did it about a year ago, so he's good now. But he's like, yeah, it's like the Achilles of the arm. Ah, ah, it's enough.
If James would hear, he'd be like, so what it does is it separates right here. It tears and then it rolls up. Kind of like if you were to take your finger and then he'd bend his finger and some got off.
No, he was legit doing that. I said, like, yeah, I tried to pop his hand back into place. I didn't realize the whole hand was broken.
Man. Come on, man.
James loves nothing more than a gruesome injury. Like, absolutely nothing.
James, greatest shot in NBA history is the one that Gordon Hayward took. Yeah.
James, seen someone get hurt. It's James Ham time.
Someone gets hurt at a Kings game. Sean, zoom in. Zoom in right there.
Everybody's like, oh! James is like...
You see that? That's a patella tendon he just tore.
It's a... You ever go back and listen to Gorilla Monsoon do commentary where he's like, yeah, I think he temporarily ruptured his patella tendon.
I think, like, that's where I learned about the patella tendon.
As I got older, I was like, wait a minute.
Reggie Miller and Gorilla Monsoon, one and the same then.
Temporarily rupture a patella tendon.
That's where I learned about the patella tendon through Gorilla Monsoon. God bless and then the guy's just jumping off the top rope after that.
He goes from the patella tendon to the bread basket.
Right in the bread basket.
Welcome in our man Jason Jones. What's up, Jay?
Not much. Happy birthday. And
I appreciate you. Thank you.
Yeah, buddy. You know, got Freddie Gibbs, the co-host today.
No, it's like that wasn't even planned, and I wasn't even trying to shoot him. I was going to be like, oh, man, Jason shaved a beard out here looking like Marcellus Wiley out here in this show.
Oh, don't do him like that.
Ladies love Marcellus Wiley.
Yeah, but
I know.
He, you know.
He's an S-star.
Marcellus rolls with that other Jason.
That's facts. That's facts. That's facts.
That's not your boy. He's from Compton, ain't he? Marcellus. Ooh. Did you guys are you the same age?
I think he's older than me. So I didn't get a chance. I wouldn't have played against him back in the day in high school. Mm. But yeah, he's a little older than me. But yeah, he's one of them Compton guys ISQ rapped about on Truth to the Game, I think, sometimes these days, you know.
Hey, we'll bring
be like, really, man? But hey, what do I know?
Nah, he's different.
Yeah, the beard's only gone because you know you probably ain't been through this in a while. You know, you think you're going to shape it up, and then you realize, oh, man, I done went way.
That's what happened now. I went too low last week, man. I don't really like it like this. I need a little bit.
Yeah, I went. Yeah. And I was like, I'm going to have to go ahead and do something. My son doesn't. He was like, I don't like it. But, you know, the lady likes it. So.
Oh, that's.
She likes that look. The look you got right now?
Yeah. So.
Oh, that's the look then.
The beard might not be coming back.
Yeah, that's the. I mean, my opinion don't mean nothing. That silver and black that you got, boy, that pops. But if the lady likes, you know, Smooth J. Jones, then that's what you got to go with.
I shaved the beard one time. I shaved the beard one time. The lady did not like it. I've never shaved it again.
You got thrown out the house.
She was like, yeah, don't do that. Don't do
She's
that.
Like, who told you to do that?
Gonna stay at D-Lo's house till that grow back.
I think I'd have the same issue. You seen that video of the daddy shaves his beard off and the little baby? She's like Ryan's age. Yeah. She just cries. She's like, oh! I think that's what Ryan would do to me.
And then kids would lose their mind. Like, we don't know who this man is.
That's tremendous. That is tremendous. How did you enjoy the end of the Olympics, particularly the basketball portion?
I mean, you figured at some point Steph would go Steph, you know, so it's always, you know, he's, you know, the greatest shooter I've ever seen. So not that I've seen all of them, but, you know, yeah, he, you know, you knew at some point he would do that, you know, but for me, what made it, you know, funny was just all the talk that had nothing to do with that. I think Tyrese Halliburton had the most fun with the situation, you know, and then, you know, I didn't even know there was an Olympic MVP.
I didn't either. I didn't know that was the thing. Yeah.
And then, of course,
they had first and second teams too.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they had first and second teams.
I know. I assumed they had a first team. I didn't know they had a second team.
And what's cold was people were saying they only created the MVP so they could give LeBron a trophy for the. I'm like, I didn't even know that was a thing. I'm like, I had no idea there was an Olympic first team, but, you know, their toughest game was going to be Serbia. You know, once they got by that, you know. You figured France would be tough because France is playing at home, but they would have needed too many guys to have bad games all at the same time to not win gold. Mm-hmm. There's just too many of them on that team to where, you know, you can say when Steve Kerr can go, oh man, everyone's struggling, let me go put Jason Tatum in. I mean, that's
why there's no chance he'd do that.
Well, you're right. But, I mean, hey, like I told my friends on Facebook, he won a championship, imitated everyone. Now he imitated Christian Laettner in the Olympics.
Oh.
No, come on. Don't.
That's cold.
That's disrespectful.
I'm just saying. He cosplayed. Everyone. Now you get to do your Duke homie. Yeah, congratulations on your gold medal, Jason Tatum. I'm proud of you, man.
Oh,
good job.
Man, that's
should have
cool,
been Jalen. Should have been Jalen Brown out there anyway.
Well, don't do that. Jason Tatum is very deserving of that.
Derek White should give his gold medal to Jalen Brown.
Did you?
Gilbert brings up a great point. Does Michael Jordan have an Olympic MVP?
I have no idea.
I don't think that thing exists. I think you're right. I don't think it existed before this year.
They're running up
that
good countries.
They're just going. They're, yeah, it got so bad. They were like, does Michael Jordan have an in-season tournament? I'm like, what did somebody say? Michael Jordan would have won one because if you'd have told Michael Jordan they were going to give him a chance to spend 3-4 days in Vegas in the middle of the season, there's no way he wasn't going to drop 45 four games in a row.
Jordan coming right out of the Wynn Casino into this.
I was
going
to say that logic is pretty rock solid, to be honest with you.
Think about it. A team with Michael Jordan and Dennis Rodman with a chance to go on a team sponsored trip to Vegas.
Man, the Bulls.
Oh, yeah, they're there.
The Bulls beating everybody in pool play by 40. Jordan is locked in pool
Jordan,
play.
Gonna give me I'm going to win a half a mil to go gamble with? Oh, yeah, it's on. Jordan's going to win that thing and go straight to the casino. He's like, I got a half a mil. Half a million to go put on the crap table.
He would have lost it before the plane ride home.
Right, so? He would have kept it moving. Had a good time. Great trip to Vegas.
And then they would have had to try to find Dennis Rodman before they left.
Well, I heard they had to do that most days anyways.
That would have been a struggle.
Yeah. Hey, that happened to the Kings one time, too. So, hey, you know, Vegas is a crazy place.
Who the Kings lost somebody?
I think I know
they couldn't find Ty Lawson?
Yeah. What were they? Oh, it's an exhibition game. That's right.
It was an exhibition game because the next game was Kentucky. And it was like they couldn't find Ty Lawson. Like,
I do remember that. Jeez. We were talking about it a little bit yesterday about, like, what 28 is going to look like for USA men's basketball. And we thought it was going to be a whole different group. But after we've had 24 hours to talk about it, sleep on it, think about it a little bit more, I kind of feel like because they have to win in LA, like they have to win. If you thought pressure was on Steve Kerr, they said Steve Kerr was aging like a president during these Olympics. but if you thought the pressure was on Kerr to win this one, Coach Spo or whoever, bro, they can't. You cannot be anywhere but the gold medal podium in LA. I think LeBron might come back. I think KD might come back. I don't know about Steph.
43-year-old LeBron.
I know, but I think because it's in LA, it's in America. I think he might play.
Let's be real. And with that point, somehow the Lakers will have somebody some star to put out there.
He ain't gonna be American.
Well, you never know, but 43-year-old LeBron.
Taurasi, what'd you say? Taurasi was 42?
42, yep. DMP in the gold medal game. But she's 42.
Yeah, but, you know, but is Bronny going to be on the team if LeBron's on the team? First father and son on an Olympic team. Well,
Now that would be a big power play.
Bronny's on the team and Jaylen Brown still isn't.
I can make an argument for Bronny being in the NBA. I don't know if I can make an argument him being on Team USA.
I mean, 43, it's not a power move. LeBron tells him, I'll play if Bryce and Bronny are on the team. Somebody already made a graphic for LA. It was like LeBron, Bryce, Zuri on Bronny, Savannah.
I was going to say, put a little Zuri in there.
Yeah, they threw her in there too.
It's the old Nike commercial all over again.
I wonder for 28, like, will Ja Morant be around for
that?
We were talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, will Jaylen Brown have made nice? What if Kerr is coaching and Tatum doesn't want to play for him again?
I don't think Kerr's coaching.
Yeah, Kerr out of here.
I don't think Kerr wants to go through this again.
You want to go to 28 in L.A.?
Well, also, I don't if Steph isn't playing, I don't think Kerr wants to coach without Steph.
I don't blame him.
When Kerr ever have to coach a game without Steph Curry, that meant something.
He's the coaching version of Draymond Green.
Oh, that's going too far.
Hey, I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but that's wrong.
It means he can't win without Steph Curry. It means he finds a way to leech onto Steph Curry like Draymond Green did in the gold medal game. Like, sir, why are you here? Like, what are you doing here?
One of my favorite parts is Draymond live tweeting, talking about you got to scrap the rotation sometime. I'm like, this is outstanding. It's like, what other player would essentially troll his coach during the Olympics?
He's a wild boy for that, man. He's just a wild boy in general. But yeah. I don't know.
Maybe Draymond will play in 28.
Well, no.
Man, if Draymond
what
Green
is Bryce
still
doing?
Play,
put
man.
Bryce. Put Zuri out there.
They got to get Cooper Flagg in there somehow.
Oh, yeah.
They got to get Cooper Flagg in there somehow.
You talk about an American star. He could be the one.
Mm. Yeah, he could be the first one since who? Larry?
Well, that type of
stuff. American?
American, yeah. American.
Yeah.
Yeah, because LeBron's from America. But
No.
We know what we're talking about.
Come on, man. Stop it.
That's what I'm saying. I get it. I smell what you're cooking.
I think it's Larry.
On that level.
They thought it might be Gordon Hayward. They thought it might be.
It wasn't.
It wasn't Kirk Heinrich. It wasn't, you know, who else? I don't know. Sean Bradley.
Hey, what about Chet?
I like Chet. Well, Chet kind of went us. Like, oh no, I told you, Chet got a girl whose name ends in Isha. Chet.
My boy Mark Spears get on this one. He talked or writing about what Chet eats for lunch. You know.
Oh, he be at Fixins? You said Chet be at Fixins?
Oh, he would be.
Yeah, Chet wouldn't have gotten out of that limo with Tyrese and whoever that was. Hey, Chet's limo would have looked very different than Tyrese's limo. Did you see Tyrese's limo?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, Chet would have been on some other stuff.
Yeah, his would have looked different.
Yeah. Chet would have been on that Watch the Throne type limo.
It would have been like an Instagram reel come to life.
Chet'll be in LA.
He's one of the players I'm most excited to see this year, this basketball season.
Yeah, especially because they went out and got, you know, Hartenstein to play next to him. So, you know, you got another big, so you can maybe do some different things with him. They're going to be in a very intriguing team because they were able to improve without having to give up any other core guys.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they got the GOAT for Giddy. Oh,
settle down, good ball player.
GOAT. you'd be saying much more about him if he had somehow ended up in Sacramento.
I like him. I wouldn't say GOAT though.
I have to, you know, because you know ties and.
I haven't recovered though since y'all lost him, man. Things ain't been the same.
I know. Tell Rob that.
Well, that doesn't work. Like, Jeannie has to tell Rob. And somehow I think those two are still talking to Kobe. I'm not sure how, but I...
They can't because Kobe would have fired everyone.
Yeah, that's facts.
Kobe would have punched D'Angelo Russell in the face.
Poor D'Lo.
Then how does Jamal Murray go from, like, Michael Jordan to get the Lakers to, like... I don't know what that was.
He kind of got stalled out.
He did.
He kind of got stalled out because things were
moving a little quickly in the Olympics, and
yeah,
we didn't really have enough time to dissect how truly bad he was in that game.
Oof.
I was like, where was this guy back in May?
He's such a weird player to me. Like, I just cannot get fully on board with Jamal Murray. Like, I know he's good. That's not... But like as one of the guys, I'm just not on board with that yet.
I never have been because I'm like, those ebbs and flows with him are so wild sometimes. And like on a team like in the Olympics where outside of Shea, he should have been the man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, but Jen, you're playing France. You got Dylan Brooks taking turnaround jumpers against Wimby, which of course went how you would expect it would go.
Got stuffed.
I was like, come on, man. Come on, Dylan. What are you doing?
Wouldn't be blocked that with his forearm.
I was like, come on, man. Like, this is what we're doing, Dylan Brooks.
Yeah. But I don't know, man. I feel like 28, man. I don't know, there's man. That's going to be tough.
In the 11th grade, we don't even know about who's going to end up on the team.
Maybe,
some like two-star recruit going to go to college for a year to break out.
Kion Anthony, he might be on the team.
Who knows? Yeah.
Oh, that'd be fire. The 28 Olympics are made up of Carlos Boozer's twins, Carmelo Anthony's sons, LeBron James's kids. Oh, that'd be fire. Steph's aren't going to be old enough.
That would be awesome. And, I mean, you know, and we got a bunch of other possibilities. I mean. We got, you know, Carter and Sack. I mean, there's a bunch of other possible kids who could be on the team. That would be a cool gimmick. Everybody has to be the son of an NBA player. Jalen Brunson's eligible. I mean,
that's somebody we didn't mention yesterday.
Well, Clay could get in. Yeah, I was thinking about Jalen.
Jalen, he might be on.
Yeah, I mean, that would have to be the rule. Your dad had to play in the league for you to be able to be on the Olympics. Just like make it weird like that.
Mm.
Well, Tyrese's shot just Mr. Halliburton didn't make it.
Except Tyrese. I like Tyrese. Tyrese gets a pass.
Tyrese killed it. Like, Tyrese did everything perfectly the entire Olympics. He was a winner, including the video of him getting out of the limo. That was all timer. Tyrese had a very, very good summer.
Tyrese had as much fun as anybody because he wasn't playing. And he was like, all right, whatever. You know, he had fun with it. It wasn't like – I don't remember seeing one photo of Tyrese looking sad during a game. No.
I think he knows, like, he knew what this team was, and he knows what the next team is. Like, that's his.
He goes, Steph, okay, there's the point. He goes, Steph and LeBron, they're going to point guards. What am I going to do? And then you got Book, and then you got Ant, you know, and then, you know, Derek White, I guess. But, you know. Tyrese played it well to the end.
Yep.
He was enjoying a free trip to Paris and courtside seats.
That's it.
Yeah. Him and
courtside tie. Oh, come on, Jason.
What'd he say?
He called him Christian Laettner Jr. You know who he's talking about.
Why are we doing this to that man? Like I said, LMA was there with the new baby.
He gets to imitate everybody.
LMA was there with the new baby, man. Can he just enjoy it, man? Deuce is a big brother now.
He should enjoy it. I mean, some of those pictures that came with him just sitting there looking like, I mean, he's now the meme for I ain't doing nothing.
If I send this to you, it means I ain't doing nothing.
No, that was messed up, man.
The one I saw, it's like your girlfriend says, what you doing? You sent her a picture of Tatum. What does this mean? I ain't doing nothing.
Come on, man. They can't do my guy like that.
The internet is cold.
Score like 60 on the Warriors next year. Moses Moody and Jonathan Kuminga will pay for this.
Internet is nasty.
Draymond's going to miss that game. Draymond, like, I don't want no part. Draymond, like, I know what's coming. Steph will rest that game too, and then Tatum's going to destroy the Warriors at least one of those games.
Yeah. We were talking about the best shots in basketball history because obviously Steph had a couple of huge shots in those final two games, and I think Greeny jumped over the ledge on one of the morning shows on ESPN and called it the greatest shot in the history of basketball. We named like 40 that we thought were probably a little better. But if I asked you the best shot in basketball history, what's the first shot that comes to your mind?
The first? Ori?
All right.
All right. It's fine. All right. Dang.
I'm sorry. I mean, you said one. That's the first one I think.
You could have picked Fisher.
That's what I said. Fisher.
You got Kobe.
Magic going across with the baby Skyhook over McHale.
There's a lot of them, but that was just the first one.
Okay. I don't believe you. I'm going to be honest. I don't believe you.
Ray Allen. I could have went Ray Allen. You know, I could have. Yep. There's a lot of ways to go.
The first one I instantly thought of was Kyrie. Kyrie in game 7.
Okay, yeah.
Like the degree, it's just a shot. Like, and it's not a degree. It's not like what Derek Fisher did. There's no crazy sequence around. It's the moment of the game. It's game 7 against the winningest team in regular season history. It's on the road. It's for the championship. No baskets have been scored in like 3 minutes. Yeah. And Kyrie hits that shot.
It's Kyrie saying, run something to get Steph on me. And that was if you watch that play over it, Kyrie was not attacking till Steph was on it.
Right.
I mean, that one was cold.
I still go with
say Jordan and when he shoved Mr. Russell.
That's the one that comes to my mind first is Jordan on Russell.
Yeah, his last shot ever because he never took another shot after that.
He didn't. That was it. That was a great way to go out. You know what I mean?
That was crazy. I got this Mitchell and Ness All-Star jersey that says Jordan on it, but it says the Wizards.
Crazy, right?
You know,
it's crazy.
You got to be careful. Those things you get on Canal Street, they just throw anything on there, you know?
They be selling like these framed artworks that have that picture. The last shot. The last shot of what?
Okay, D'Lo Lyle.
Like, what are you talking about?
D'Lo Lyle's out here.
We can't forget Kawhi's shot.
Yeah, no, that's one of my like that shot is insane.
Man sent Joel Embiid to the locker room in tears.
Damn. You know when we haven't talked about at all, which probably should be on there is Paxson's shot.
93.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great one. But
I don't even know that it was game 6.
Yeah.
It was game 6 on the road.
Won the championship, though.
I mean, if we're going to do that, do we got to bring up Steve Kerr?
Yeah.
I'm saying, what's the difference?
What
about Bobby Hansen in 92?
Bobby Hansen. Hey, that 25-point performance.
No, he had three. Bobby Hansen.
Did we start going from, you know, we can start going to shots that shouldn't have counted and that counted. I'm going to stop. You guys are going to fight me.
Settle down. All right, it's settled down.
I was going to say another one just to be a troll.
No, that is a great one. Talk about Mike Bibby.
No, I know.
It definitely should have counted.
I was going to say Samaki Walker.
Oh, now, yeah, all right. Okay. I'll do it.
Jason on one today.
Yeah, I'll do it. I got it this time. It's good. I got it.
Oh, man. Hey, what do you think?
We can say Bibby.
Were you at Kevin Martin that game?
Which one? No.
The playoff first. That's a little before. I think that's before.
No, I wasn't at that game, no.
Oh, okay.
I was at the Kevin Martin game where he had 50s and Rashad McCann waved him off. And I just said, Rashad is out of control. I was like, if Kevin Martin wasn't a nice dude, he would have punched Rashad McCants on the court for that. My man got a 50 ball, and Rashad's like, no, I got this.
We will not
really study what is wrong with Rashad McCants enough.
Well, I mean,
Professor Jason Jones, it could be the next class.
Right.
Sign up for Professor Jason Jones. What's wrong with...
Somebody said on Instagram or something like, is Rashad McCants the first NBA player we've seen actively suffer from CTE?
Oh, man.
You know what? No, what's crazy? I had never seen Harrison Barnes like make a mean face about anyone. I mentioned Rashad McCants. He was like, oh, God. I'm just like, remember when he just decided to just rat on the entire basketball program? Like, yeah, none of us took classes. Like, dude, shit.
That's like the face Harrison made on the court when Buddy shot a half-court shot with, like, 8 seconds left. It's the same look.
Who was it? Was it Tyrese?
Got the rebound, came down, finished it at the buzzer. He's,
and man. Doesn't even celebrate. Looks right at Harrison. What the hell was that?
And Harrison's like, dog.
Yeah, Buddy's going to be on the Warriors. Buddy can see Buddy at least four times.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, can't wait.
Oh, I can't. I will be at that game. I want to be, Buddy playing with Steph. Oh, you know there's going to be about 10 games where Buddy's going to be like, I'm getting my shots. I don't care who you are, number 30. That's going to be lovely.
You know,
I can't wait.
Back on the shot thing, you know, a couple that we missed was Reggie Miller's at like 3 or 4. Reggie had the
Knicks joint.
He had 3 or 4 in like 8 seconds.
Yeah, he had it in 8 seconds, but he had that. He had the Bulls when he pushed Jordan off.
Yep.
And then one that I just saw, I forgot about. Remember when he hit that one in game 5? This was best of 5. Game 5. The bank shot against the Nets at the buzzer to tie it. Oh, you don't remember that one?
I don't remember that
one. It sent it in overtime. They ended up losing the series because they lost in overtime.
Okay.
But he hit a bank shot down 3.
I'm sure I'll remember it when I see it.
Game 5 of the best of 5 series. No, I was going to say the big thing was, Reggie does it again to New York, New Jersey metropolitan area. But, yeah, that was a classic.
Let's also be clear. We were talking basketball. Teresa Witherspoon's.
Oh.
Like.
Goodness gracious.
In the WNBA finals.
Come on, man. The championship was ready
to
go.
The confetti was coming down from the sky.
That was Ray Allen's shot on steroids.
Best of 3, too. So
yeah.
They literally could have. That could have swung it all the way, you know. But, you know.
Like the
Comets had, like, the Hall of Fame trio. But, yeah, that was. Yeah, to get a half court shot.
The iconic look on Tina Thompson's face as like they're celebrating the fact that they just survived another game. Again, confetti is falling from the sky at this point. And nope.
That was amazing.
Joe Buck would say, we'll see you tomorrow night.
Yeah, that was Yeah, that was truly insane. Because, yeah, you don't think, okay, yeah, she's going to launch it from beyond half court and it'll go in. Yeah, yeah,
the image of her just sitting there.
Yeah, just sitting there, yep. It's
crazy.
Yep.
Yeah, because, I mean, we've seen crazy shots like that. Because crazy thing is, they just replay because Jeremy Lamb announced his retirement. Jeremy Lamb had a shot like that.
Kings legend, Jeremy Lamb.
What shot did he have?
This was when he played for Charlotte, like dang near from half court, which was crazy when they tweeted about him retiring. Like, why they put him in a Kings jersey? I'm like, I forgot he even played for the Kings.
Shams did put him in a Kings jersey.
It's crazy. I was like, the times they do want to use the Kings for national stuff, it's like, let's remind people that Jeremy Lamb was there.
Well, I think Kings legend Kyle Guy also retired, no?
He did. He did. Yeah.
I'm about to watch this Jeremy Lamb game.
That
winner.
Was a crazy one. I do remember
it's
that.
It's labeled Jeremy Lamb.
Wasn't that against Toronto or something like that?
It is. Yeah. Unbelievable game winner. Shocks the world. March 24, 2019.
March 1.
That's the name of the video.
But I think at some point we got to stop hyping up. I mean, I don't want to be mean, but not everybody needs a retirement announcement. But I guess that's okay with getting out of hand the thank yous from the teams. Like, come on, bro. Really? Who was on the team for like a week, didn't play? Thank you. It's like,
I remember
the
Hornets moved to 34-39 with that victory,
yeah,
by the way.
That shocked the world.
That reminds me of I think Lonnie Walker, like, he had gotten hurt for the Spurs or something like that, and the Spurs sent out a tweet with like Lonnie Walker's picture and like, prayers up for Lonnie Walker. Lonnie quotes you as like, I just broke my wrist. Thank you. I'm okay.
Or, I mean, there have been times when team will send out a happy birthday message and the guy, like, got cut. No. It's like, oh, come on. Y'all, I'm going to need y'all to cross-reference the birthdays with the transactions.
Well, someone check the Odyssey Twitter account, because who knows? We might not make it to 1,000. Jay, before you go, your coach, AP, said that the Raiders are going to name their starting quarterback following the game Saturday versus the Dallas Cowboys. For those who can't see, Jason just burst into laughter. who do you think that quarterback is going to be?
I'm laughing because I'm actually got, for a story, I got the preview of the new Madden, and I was using the Raiders, and it took me a whole game to figure out how to complete a pass.
Oh no!
My God, it was a struggle. I mean, when your quarterback, the starter, is rated like a 73, and the backup is, yeah, it's,
who was your quarterback? Who did you start with?
Gardner.
Oh, he's 73. Jesus.
Yeah, which I thought was a little low, but hey,
yeah,
what the hell?
75, 76.
You know, he'll get that up to a good 75, 76 during the season, I know.
Are you starting Gardner Minshew?
I would. I mean, I just think with the defense they potentially can have, you go with the guy who's shown he can win some games over a longer period of time. And, is he a franchise guy? No, but he can bridge the gap for you. I just didn't see any. I think Aiden, as we saw in receivers, Aiden O'Connell got the job in part because Devontae Adams hated Jimmy Garoppolo. Mm. So
that's not wrong.
Yeah. So I just think it's going to be Minshew, and then you roll with that and see what happens. And yeah, I mean, hey, there'll probably be some good quarterbacks in the next draft class. It's just another reason to want to fight Josh McDaniels when you see all the stuff about how Ziegler wanted to trade up for C.J. Stroud and Josh was like, no. So, I mean, this does is remind us what a terrible person and coach Josh McDaniels really was in Las Vegas and Denver. And he's, yeah.
Shador time in Los Angeles, maybe, or Las Vegas, excuse me.
Yeah, it's going to be somebody's time, because if we're on year two of Gardner Minshew next year, something has gone horribly wrong. Heck, who knows? Maybe they might, I know it's a far-fetched idea. It almost won't happen, but hey, it might be on Dak time next year.
Hey, that's possible.
It is.
That's possible.
I mean, the way Jerry Jones out here saying he don't need somebody, then a week later, I missed. Yeah, I don't know if Jerry knows what he's saying anymore. I mean, yes, you got Michael Parsons and Dak retweeting and liking the tweet from, I'm like, oh yes, it's gonna be a fun season in Dallas. I mean, I think I can see some anarchy breaking out down there.
And that's all. That's good for all of us.
It's good for everybody.
That's good for everybody.
It's especially good for those networks who like to debate.
That's for sure.
That's true. Jay, we appreciate you as always. Thank you, my brother.
All right, y'all take care. See you next week.
Yes, sir.
Man, Jason Jones right there of the New York Times.
Yeah, man.
The athletic department of the New York Times. Mm. It's good stuff.
Good stuff. Really good stuff, man. Look, Vegas. At the end of the day, I'd rather have Shador in Vegas. Mm. Than in Dallas.
Well, I think Vegas has a real... I want to be clear. I don't think Las Vegas is that bad. But they're a whole lot worse than the Dallas Cowboys are. Yeah. And if you're looking for a road to Shador, Las Vegas has a much simpler road than Dallas does.
I agree. Yeah.
Did you see... was it Micah who was like, yeah, no, I'm going to take a break after the 27 season because I want to go play in the Olympics. I think that was Micah.
Sounds like something he would say.
It absolutely sounds like something he would say.
It's pros in the Olympics for flag football, ain't it?
It's what it sounds like. I don't think there's a ruling that it can't be, because a lot of guys have said they wanted to do it.
Because I remember they're always talking about Tyreek Hill. That's the one that always...
I think Micah's the only one who said, I'm going to take time off to play for, and he also didn't say specifically for football, because I believe he tweeted, I'm gonna take time after the 2027 season to qualify for the Olympics. What should y'all think? What sport do you think I should do?
Okay, all right, Micah.
Like, he just shows up at the trials and throws a javelin, and it's like, oh, you're on the Olympic team.
He could probably do that really well, I think. I don't know Olympic qualifying good enough, but he could do it really well.
I bet he could.
My dog, man. Hey, happy birthday, big dog.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, man. Hope you enjoyed this part of your day. Hope you enjoy the rest of your day, man. Happy birthday. Happy 25th birthday.
Yes, indeed. I appreciate you. I'm 45, man. That don't embarrass me a bit. I'm 45 years old. But I appreciate
it. Like fine wine, man. Like fine wine.
I appreciate the calls and the texts and the messages and all that stuff. I appreciate the, you know, April and Amanda and the flowers and Kimberly and not flowers, those are balloons and the cupcakes and all of that stuff. And I appreciate MAP training as well. Head over to maptrition.com. Use the promo code DLO1320 when you check out. No matter what you're looking for, if you're looking for protein shakes, fat burners, all day BCAAs that you see me drinking throughout the day, if you're looking for pre-workout, they got it all. They make it. They formulate it here in Sacramento, and they can answer all of your questions about exactly why they formulate it the way they do. Again, it's maptrition.com. Use the promo code DLO1320. We're going to head over to 102.5, and we will see you tomorrow beginning at 10 a.m. with the Insiders here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Vamos, Gigantes. Let's get it, baby.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.